Texte numéro 86. Republican debate flares ahead of King Charles' first visit to Australia as head of state. Charles and Queen Camilla will arrive in Australia on 18th of October, with stops in Sydney and Canberra during their six-day visit. A letter from King Charles to the Australian Republic Movement, ARM, was publicly reported this week. In the letter, Charles indicated he would not stand in the way if Australia wished to become a republic. The letter was in response to one sent by the ARM in December 2023, requesting a meeting with the King during his proposed visit to discuss Australia's future relationship with the UK, and asking him to consider publicly supporting the will of the Australian people and their desires to move to a republic. In the reply, Nathan Ross, Assistant Private Secretary to the King, thanked the group for its thoughtfulness in writing as you did, and reiterated the King and Queen's love and affection for Australia and Australians. The King appreciated that you took the time to write and asked me to reply on his behalf, wrote Ross in the letter, seen by The Guardian. Please be assured that your views on this matter have been noted very carefully. His Majesty, as a constitutional monarch, acts on the advice of his ministers, and whether Australia becomes a republic is, therefore, a matter for the Australian public to decide. Australia held a referendum in 1999 on the issue of becoming a republic, in which 54.9% of the country voted against. Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has previously voiced strong support for the country becoming a republic, saying, "Australia should have an Australian as our head of state." When he took power in 2022, he appointed one of his MPs as Assistant Minister for the Republic, signalling his intent to move towards another referendum. However, Albanese recently indicated that a second referendum was not a priority, and the Assistant Ministry was abolished in July. Nathan Hansford, co-chair of ARM, said while the group had thought it was quite unlikely the King would agree to their request to support their cause, thereby eliminating himself as head of state of Australia, they wanted to have a respectful conversation about Australia's future. It's up to Australia to decide what they want to do with the head of state, and what better time for us to have a think about that than when the King is here this week. Hansford said, according to research conducted by the group, 8% of Australians are rusted on monarchists, 60% of Australians preferred an Australian as head of state, and 40% of Australians didn't even realise that Charles was the country's head of state. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2024.